At which point in the London 2012 Olympics did you know that you had won the gold medal?
Well, only really when we'd won it, to be honest. We went off first in the final, and we're really happy with our performance. But, you know, it certainly wasn't perfect, and it, you know, definitely could have been beaten by one of the other crews. So then the last crew down was our teammates, David and Richard, and they were on a really good run as well as we were watching it. You know, every time they did something that made us think they might be slower, then we would do something straight afterwards. It was really good, and we were like, wow, this is going to be close. And even as they were sprinting to the finish line, you know, it looked like the clock was counting down to exactly the same time. And it was only when they stopped the clock and we saw they went 0.37, I think, seconds behind us. So really, until then, we didn't know we were going to win it at all.
What did it feel like to be the gold medalist?
That's cool. It was a bit of a, you know, a bit of a shock, I guess, in our preparation for the Olympics. We knew we were capable of winning a medal, but didn't really spend any time thinking about winning the gold medal and winning the whole race. I think partly in my mind, I was thinking of winning any medal as being a similarly good achievement, really, and our sport's pretty inconsistent, so it's hard to be, you know, hard to go out and win, and also because it's not a head-to-head race, it's not like you can, you know, say in rowing, if they get a good start and then no one goes past them, then they know they've won. But for us, you're just doing your best on your own run, and then you'll see where you stack up. So we were really focused on our own process. And then also there was a crew from Slovakia in the race that were triple Olympic champions, and they were massive, massive favourites to win gold. So, yeah, overall, really, it was just quite a surprise. They all came together on one day, and also with Dave and Rich getting silver made it quite incredible, but also very hard to believe it had happened. Pretty shocked, really.
What / who inspired you to take up canoeing?
Well, my parents, canoeing was their favourite hobby, really, so that's why I started. I was too young to remember starting, really. I was 3 or 4 years old and just had the opportunity to get in a canoe and float about on a river, and you know, didn't really have any aspirations of racing at that point, just enjoyed it as a sport. And then I think gradually over the years I saw the sort of best paddlers in my club and thought the way they could paddle difficult rapids and make it look easy was really cool, and I wanted to be as good as they were. And then once I was approaching that standard, you'd see the best paddlers in Scotland, and you know, again, was quite inspired by the sport, really, and how, you know, people could navigate very difficult and powerful whitewater rapids but make it look graceful, and wanted to be able to do that myself. And also got bitten by the buzz of racing and just going as fast as you possibly can, and one thing led to another and just followed the sport through.
How important is it to have a strong mentality when competing?
Well, it's crucial, really. I think it's the final piece of the puzzle for a lot of people. You know, improving at your sport, particularly in canoe slalom, it is a very interesting and complex sport, so it takes a bit of thought to become better at the sport and to improve. But you know, that is a bit simpler. It's kind of a question of spending time doing it and getting stronger, and all those things are a bit simpler to work on. Really, the mental side of the sport is very difficult. It can be elusive finding what's going to work for you. No matter what training you've done and how fit you are and how strong you are, if you don't have it in your head to perform in an uninhibited manner on big occasions, then you're not going to achieve the results you want to. So it is equally crucial to all the other aspects of training.
How many times a week did you train coming up for the Olympics?
So I guess an average week for us would be 6 days of training and one rest day. You train twice a day, every day at least, and sometimes a little bit more or less. It varies through the season. You kind of taper up to the major race to make sure that you're physically fresh when you come to race. We work pretty hard, and in our sport, because it's very technical, there's kind of perhaps less hours of grueling physical punishment, but quite a bit of time spent watching video and really trying to analyse what you've done, because it's a very technical sport. The quality of the training is very, very important. It's not just a case of grinding out mile after mile. You really need to be paddling near the limit of your skills a lot of the time, so you can't do as many hours as some other sports, but at the same time you spend a lot more time preparing and looking at what you're going to do, and then also reviewing what you've done afterwards.
If someone is interested in canoeing, what would you advise them to do?
Go canoeing. Yeah, there's clubs in Aberdeen, if that's where they were living. There's Aberdeen Kayak Club, and then there's on side as well, and I think a few others around the place. But no, it's an awesome sport. Aberdeenshire is a very nice location to do it in. You've got the River Dee, a fantastic stretch of white water, multiple different sections you can paddle that are fun. If you progress beyond that, you know, there's trickier, little steeper, smaller volume runs dotted around the place, and Scotland generally is a great place to go kayaking. And in Aberdeen, you've also got the sea, so if there's decent surf, you can get out in that and surf some waves as well. So it's a lot of fun.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Pasta, fruit and fibre.
What is your favourite film?
Big Lebowski.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Maths.
What was your least favourite subject at school?
I really didn't enjoy keyboard skills, actually. Although now, keyboard skills in German I didn't enjoy, and I really wish I'd done better at both of them because it would be very useful. And personal and social education I thought was a waste of time as well. But that was just me.
Do you prefer tea or coffee?
Coffee.
What is the last film that you watched?
I watched something called Few Words, and it's a film about a French skier called Candide Favaux.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Flying, it'd be pretty sweet.
Facebook or Twitter?
I kind of mix, actually. I used to be more into Twitter, and I'm using Facebook more these days. But I think it's interesting, having had the success we did at the Olympics, because, you know, using Twitter and that sort of thing becomes a bit more kind of work than you kind of your profile. I guess I see more interesting stuff on Facebook because my Facebook profile is a bit more private. My Twitter is quite public, so you don't want to put anything outrageous on that.
What was your favourite childhood memory?
Good one. I don't know, really. It's not something I dwell on very often, but it's climbing trees, probably. There was 5 trees in particular near my house that you could link together. Like, you could climb up one and then transfer between them at about, well, it was probably only a few metres off the ground. It felt like about 10 metres at the time, and then come back down. So, yeah, probably that.
Can you describe yourself in 3 words?
well, indecisive. That'd be a good one. Based on my inability to pick 3 words, and broken at the moment. I've got my knee in, I'm on crutches, knees and everything, and I don't know.
And finally, what's your favourite colour?
Blue.